This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The concentrated dhikr. All of this will give you a reward. Problem is that our hearts aren't strong enough to get the concentration in our tasbih and in our Quran reading and in our salawat. So we'll be reading them, but our minds will be somewhere else. How do we develop concentration? How do we strengthen our heart? Right? If you could concentrate when you're doing tasbih, that should be enough, but that's very difficult for the majority of people to do here today. How do you do that? That is why there's a very powerful thing which we'll mention now, and we can even try it at the end, is to do muraqabah. Muraqabah. Inna Allaha raqibun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in constant watch. Muraqabah in Arabic comes from the word mufa'ala, which is to do something mutually. So we realize that Allah is watching us and we are now remembering Him. Many ways to do muraqabah. Meditation. You can do muraqabah of your death. You can do muraqabah of the bounties Allah has given us. You can do muraqabah of the sins we've done. How disobedient we are. How, you know, we can do lots of types of muraqabah. I'll give you one muraqabah which is very powerful. Right? Which is, you sit down and you look down and be in a place where nobody's going to distract you. All you need is about 5 minutes to begin this. So you just literally sit down, look down, and then you close your eyes, empty your mind of everything. Doesn't matter what you've got going on, just empty your mind of everything and just imagine that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is constantly available, you've tapped into it and the mercy is now descending on your heart. Right? The rahmah of Allah is descending onto your heart. Where's the heart? The heart is beneath the chest on the left-hand side. The spiritual heart is there as well. That's what the ulama mentioned, right? Because that's where our physical heart is. So we're focused on the mercy of Allah coming down on our heart. So you can imagine it as a light, or however you want to imagine it. At the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, ana inda dhanni abdi bi, hadith al-Qudsi sahih, that I am with my servant as he thinks of me. Now the mercy of Allah is always there. We just need to tap into it. The Wi-Fi is there, just get the password and get on, and you're connected, right? I was in a hotel in Makkah just now, and there was Wi-Fi, but I couldn't get on because there were too many people that were already on there. You'd have to keep trying until somebody got off, and then, you know, that's not with the mercy of Allah. Everybody has lots of mercy of Allah. So you're never going to be kind of, you know, there's never going to be bandwidth problems. It's as much as you want to take. You can pull as much as you want. Soak it up, right? So we just imagine that the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is entering our heart. And then the heart just begins to call out to Allah. Allah, Allah, Allah. This is not a dhikr of the tongue where you're just saying Allah, Allah. This is your heart saying Allah. It's just going back to its creator. So you're not going to do it with your tongue. The dhikr of the heart is more powerful. Because the reason you do dhikr of your tongue, with your tongue, is to benefit the heart. To strengthen the heart. Because it's the heart that benefits from the dhikr. So this is direct dhikr of the heart. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulubi. You'll gain contentment. Just try that for 5 minutes. So essentially you're just bowing your head and that's what you're doing. When you do muraqabah, you will feel the benefits of it immediately. Because your heart, it's the most powerful aspect of it doing this. You know, you're like, it's an intravenous directly into it. Tasbih is good and it's powerful. But when your heart is in it, then that is the most amazing feeling. You'll feel a warmth in the heart, right? You'll feel satisfied. You'll feel like you're getting somewhere for once. Your heart will feel alive. It will become that living or loving heart, right? It will literally become like that. You constantly make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us His closeness. Because that, then you become successful in this world. You're still close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, ulama have mentioned, I don't have the time today, but ulama have mentioned different dhikrs, different forms of meditation that they found to be beneficial for different diseases. Amazing. This particular one that I'm mentioning, the ulama mention, is that this is very good to curb your desire. Desire for eating a lot, for chocolates, and desire for all the other haram things. So, you know, haram desires. And if you think you got no time for it, this is what I see sometimes. I feel like I want to do dhikr, I want to do it, but then I think, man, 20 minutes, that's a lot of time to give. But have you ever been online and you checked a YouTube video out And then you just checked another one out, and then another one, and then another one. And then by the time, that's 1 hour. It goes so fast. I'm talking about conscious people who want to use every minute of their time wisely. We still waste a lot of time doing these mundane things. So then I started telling myself that, let's just imagine this is like that. I'm going to waste time somewhere or the other in the daytime doing something like that, because not every day is so efficient where I don't waste a minute. It's difficult for human beings to do that, although we'd like to do that, especially those of us who are like really workaholics, right? But then, so I'm thinking to myself, this should be part of my day. I know it's going to be tough, but I have to sit there for 20 minutes or half an hour or 1 hour and do this muraqabah. Yes, I'm going to think of the whole world in it, but I have to sit and do it and keep coming back to it. So when you do this muraqabah, what you'll notice is that for 1 or 2 minutes, you'll have concentration because you're fresh. Then after that, the shaitan will attack. Every vessel is going to leak things that are in it. So you're going to start thinking of all of these things. But that's fine. Come back. Sit for 5 minutes. Shaitan hates it because you're dedicating yourself for Allah. So yeah, he's going to try to... The worst thing you could do is get up and say, I'm not doing it because I don't feel the concentration. You don't leave your salat because you don't have concentration, do you? So similar kind of thing. Eventually, when you do this for 3-4 weeks, you'll notice that 5 minutes will become a joke for you. You'll just get into it. You'll want to do more. It is so powerful. Meditation is really powerful.